Just want to read a short passage of scripture in Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel in chapter 10. In my Bible, it's on page 1207. Mark's Gospel in chapter 10 and verse 46. And they come to Jericho, and as he, that is Jesus, was going out from Jericho, and his disciples and a large crowd, the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus, the blind man, sat by the wayside begging. And having heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and to say, O son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him that he might be silent. But he cried out so much the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, standing still, desired him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good courage, rise up, he calls thee. And throwing away his garment, he started up and came to Jesus. And Jesus answering says to him, What wilt thou that I shall do to thee? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may see. And Jesus said to him, Go, thy faith has healed thee. And he saw immediately and followed him in the way. Just a short story. One of the things, people that Jesus met when he was here. And I'm not going to be long in the glad tidings. It's good news concerning Jesus. And I just wanted to use this short passage to illustrate the love of God towards us and the provision that's been made. Jericho wasn't a particularly nice place. Had a bad history. But anyway, Jesus was passing through Jericho. And there was a blind man there. A blind man who hadn't got much that he could do. Couldn't earn a living in the normal way. All he could do was sit there and beg and hope for the kindness of strangers. Pretty helpless. A pretty awful existence. But then Jesus came past. He heard that Jesus, the Nazarene, was passing. And he must have heard something about Jesus before, because he then immediately wanted to have to do with Jesus. Jesus was never going to go that way again, because he was on his way up to Jerusalem, where he was going to be crucified, put to death. But Jesus was going through Jericho that day, and this man seized his opportunity. And I would that everyone here would seize the opportunity of coming to Jesus tonight. If you have never come, don't know Jesus as Saviour, now's the time to do it, because I can't promise you there'll be a preaching here next week. If we're left here, I trust there will be. But there is coming a time when there won't be a preaching here. Will you be caught up to be with Jesus? Or will you be left behind? This man, he seized his opportunity. The crowd tried to quiet him, say, shush, shush, don't bother the teacher. Don't bother Jesus. And maybe there's some who would say to you, don't bother to go to the gospel. Don't bother to hear about Jesus. There's plenty of other times when you could do that. Don't bother tonight. But God's message is urgent to you, dear friends, because there is coming a time when Jesus will judge the whole world in righteousness. God will examine the state of everyone, whether you are cleansed by being under the shelter of Jesus' precious blood, or whether you're still in your sins. It's not a popular thing to speak about sins, but the Bible is clear that we're all sinners and we've all sinned. So without exception here, we're either saved sinners or we're still in our sins. But the whole reason that Jesus came and why he was going up to Jerusalem through Jericho was because he was going to the cross. Jesus, one who was God's son, who was holy and righteous, did always God's will. He was going up to Jerusalem where they were going to slay him, put him to death on the cross. Because of what he had done? No, because of what you and I had done. Because of our sins. That's why Jesus was going to the cross. That's the reason he came here, was to make the heart of God known, God's heart of love for you and for me. But it could only be, we could only enjoy that love if we'd been cleansed from our sins. And that's why Jesus came, because he was going to the cross to bear those sins. And so Jesus was passing by. This was the only time he was going to go that way. And perhaps this is the only time that you'll hear the gospel. Perhaps you'll never hear it again. Very sobering. If this man hadn't called out to Jesus like this, if Jesus hadn't stopped because he was concerned about him, he would have missed the blessing. He would never see, have seen Jesus again. He would never have been set free from his blindness. Perhaps you don't think you're blind, but if you're still in your sins and Jesus is not your saviour, then you're like this blind man. You're without hope. But Jesus came that you might have hope. He could say of himself, "I am the light of the world." Reminded of a little account I read the other week about a fishing trawler, Ocean Maid, returning up from near Edinburgh, up Highmouth, up to Fraserburgh. There were four men on board, and they set off in the evening, and it was dark, and the sea wasn't too bad, and they were travelling north, and they were taking it in turns to keep watch. First two get their watch, and then the third one came. And when they got up near Fraserburgh, they had to turn west. And on the point there at Cairnbolg Point, there's a bright light to mark the rocks that are a peril to every boat. Recently been made even brighter, they put LEDs there. But the boat went aground on that rock because no one was keeping watch. They weren't looking out for the light. They were all down below. The watchkeeper was making a cup of tea and the boat went ashore. And then it began to break up. And they took to the life raft. Four men whose lives were in peril. The boat was breaking up. The lifeboat couldn't get near them. And their life raft was still attached to the trawler. And they had to cut the rope in order that the boat would drift, the life raft would drift near enough to the lifeboat to be rescued. You've got to let go of the things that hold you here. If those men were not willing to cut that rope, the lifeboat couldn't have rescued them. They had to cut the rope and put their faith in the lifeboat men. And this man, he seized the opportunity when Jesus was there. He saw the light and he wanted to get near to Jesus. And he wasn't going to be refused. He kept on calling, even though some people tried to discourage him. And then he had the wonderful message, "Jesus is waiting for you. He's asking for you. Rise up and go and see him. And that man, he cast off the hindrance of his garment. He wasn't going to be stopped from getting to Jesus. Just as those men had to cut that rope in order that they might get to Jesus. Says, throwing away his garment, he started up and came to Jesus. What a wonderful change came and end when he came to Jesus. And what a wonderful change can come to your life if you would come to Jesus. And Jesus asked him what it was he wanted. Do you realise, dear friends, that you need your sins to be dealt with? And there's nothing that you can do about it. Nothing that you can do about your sins. You need to cast your trust upon Jesus. Jesus says, go, thy faith has healed thee. Wonderful. The man had that trust in Jesus that he could be healed, could have his sight given to him. And so it is, if you will trust Jesus, you can have your sins forgiven. Because Jesus has laid the righteous basis for God to forgive you your sins. When he was crucified there upon the cross, we all know the story. Jesus was crucified, nailed to a wooden cross, a Roman cross, between two robbers. Three men dying there upon the cross, on the crosses. And the two, one on either side of him. So they jeered and mocked Jesus to start with. But then one of them says, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. He had been affected by what he had seen. The one between them who said, Father, forgive them, for they know what they do. Jesus' heart was so great that he even beseeched God to forgive those who were crucifying him. And Jesus' love is towards you and towards me tonight. He wants to bless us. He wants us to know the joy of having our sins forgiven. And that's why he hung there on the cross. He could have called on 12 legions of angels and come, been set free, come down from the cross. He had only to speak the word. But Jesus remained there. And the reason he remained there was because that was the only way your sins and my sins could be dealt with. No one else could do anything about them. Your wife or your husband or your children or your grandparents or your friends, your workmates, whatever they may be. No one could do anything for you. No one could deal with your sins apart from Jesus. And he went that way because of so that you and I could have our sins forgiven. Jesus hung there upon the cross, and it tells us about the hours of darkness. And darkness came over the whole land, and that's when God laid the punishment upon Jesus, the judgment that should have fallen on you and me as sinners. God laid it upon Jesus, the one who is holy and sinless. And because he did that, because Jesus bore it, and he could say, it is finished. He completed the work that God gave him to do. He made atonement for sin. And because of that, if you will accept Jesus as Saviour, his righteousness is attributed to you. Your sins and iniquities, God says, I will never remember any more. And one of the writers in the New Testament, John, he tells us, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So no need to worry that something got forgotten there upon the cross. What Jesus did is sufficient to cleanse you and make you fit for God's presence. But it depends upon you trusting in Jesus, putting your faith and trust in him, accepting that what he did there on the cross is sufficient to cleanse you from your sins. I can point to the blood and say that's made my peace with God. Can you, dear friends, point to the blood of Jesus and say that's made your peace with God? This man came to Jesus. He wouldn't take no for an answer. He insisted on calling on Jesus. And he wouldn't allow any hindrance in himself to stop him coming to Jesus. Is there still something in your life which just makes you put off coming to Jesus? There are so many things that occupy us, and maybe rightly so, but are they stopping you coming to Jesus? There were those who tried to stop this man coming to Jesus, and maybe there are those who might try to discourage you. And then there are things in me which hindered. How many times did I listen to gospel preaching when I was younger and I took no notice of it? I thought I would leave it for another time. But remember, this man, he seized the opportunity and he came to Jesus. And what blessing he had, says he saw immediately. The thing that was ruining his life, the thing that was preventing him following Jesus, he had his eyes opened and he saw the one, the Lord of glory, and says he followed him in the way. Glad to say those men I was speaking of in the trawler, they got safe to land. But they were in deadly peril because they weren't watching and they ignored the light when they should have been watching for it. And you're in deadly peril, dear friends, if you're not watching out for Jesus. It's the hope of every Christian, all those who trust him, they're looking for the return of Jesus. Because he is going to come again. We have his word, his promise of that. I will not leave you orphans. I am coming to you. The opportunity is available tonight to come to Jesus and have your sins forgiven and peace with God. But you won't always have that opportunity. And I can't promise you even next week. But today, I can promise you that if you come to Jesus and simply trust him, put your trust in him. Accept, own that you're a sinner and that you need a saviour, and ask him to be your saviour. And he won't turn you away. He says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many came to Jesus when he was here? Did he turn any away? No, there were those that were blind, those that were deaf, those that were sick, those that were lepers. He even raised some from the dead. Jesus can deal with your condition and he can bring in a blessing like you that we can't even imagine. Be forever with me in heaven is Jesus' promise. Jesus welcomed the little children. You don't have to be old. You don't have to have done anything. You only need to come to Jesus and put your trust in him. May everyone do so, for his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.